Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Very happy to welcome in our next guest. He's the king of Philadelphia sports media. You can catch him on Sports Radio 94 WIP, Fox 29 TV, Eagles reporter on the sidelines, Howard Eskin with Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Howard, we appreciate the time this morning. Take us through it. In Philadelphia today, the fans are hearing the news that the former manager Gabe Kapler has been hired by the Giants. How are Philly fans reacting to the news?
Well, their reaction was they felt great that they got Joe Girardi, that the Phillies have Joe Girardi as their manager. The Phillies fans, and personally, I got to like Gabe Kapler. That's personally. He kind of grew on me. He really is a nice guy, very nice guy. However, I wasn't a big fan of the way he managed, and I don't think the people were either. And after a game where, you know, I can single out one game, they get beat by Milwaukee. I think it was 20-something to 4. Really, they got just smoked. It was just, and the series was terrible. And afterwards, you know, everything was fine. He wasn't happy with the loss, but everything's going to be fine. Everything's not fine sometimes. And that's probably my biggest problem with Gabe Kapler. He tries to stay positive. And with the team, with the players, maybe that's all well and good, but with the fan base, and I don't know what the fan base is like in San Francisco. I'm sure it's different than the way it is in Philadelphia. I don't know if they're more passive and they're more accepting of that. But to answer your question about how fans feel, they just didn't like the way Gabe would lay things out after losing, and they didn't win for 2 years, so that was a problem. So they were happy once he was fired, and once they hired Joe Girardi. But as far as in Gabe's defense, and I will say this, he's a smart enough guy. He's a very intelligent guy. Maybe he's learned from the things that didn't work here. You can't always – everything can't be okay if you get beat 4 or 5 times in a row. It can't be okay. And sometimes you got to have more discipline in the locker room, which I don't think that he had. He was too accepting of players that didn't play hard. Segura, the shortstop, and Hernandez, the second baseman, are two examples. And he didn't do anything for the longest time when they dogged it. And I'll use that word, dogged it. But he's smart enough to maybe learn from his experience here in Philadelphia. And from that standpoint, he might be good for the Giants team.
One of the best attributes for Bruce Bochy was his handling of the pitching staff, particularly the bullpen. How does Gabe Kapler fare in that department?
Well, he's going to need his pitch. He's going to need the pitching coach and to really assist him. And he used the pitching coach. You know, the problem is the pitching coach in Philadelphia was an idiot. Everything he really was an idiot. It was Chris Young who got fired because they had to fire him. And everything was based on analytics. And that's the other problem. Gabe just loves those numbers and will recite those numbers better than anybody. But numbers off a computer printout don't win games. So when he worked with the pitchers, it wasn't him, it was his pitching coach, and everything the pitching coach did was basically analytics driven. And some of the pitchers wouldn't do what he wanted because you saw a different success from the pitcher when they didn't do what the pitching coach did. So as far as handling pitchers, ex-catchers and ex-pitchers, I think, are the best managers because they live the game on every pitch. And Bruce Bochy, in that regard, obviously was very, very, very good. Gabe Kapler's not going to compare to Bruce Bochy in that area, and he's going to have to lean on the pitching coach quite a bit to do those things, which he did here, and that was a mistake because the pitching coach here in Philadelphia was a complete idiot.
Well, to me, thanks for being brutally honest. I'm sorry for laughing there.
What are you laughing for?
Well, it sounds like to me that Gabe is competent. Sounds like he's a smart guy, understands the importance of numbers. But it sounds like, is this guy, I guess my next question would be to you, in your opinion, is he a leader of men? Does he have the gravitas to get guys to follow him with consistency? Is he tough enough, even though he knows all the ins and outs of baseball, can he get men to follow him? Can he lead men? And are they going to be disciplined to follow this guy in every which of the way of the baseball?
I think at first he can, whether he's a leader of men, because he's so engaging, and the players in that regard like him. Now, over time, you gain respect by what you do. Some of the pitchers didn't like the things that Gabe Kapler did. But again, that wasn't Gabe Kapler, although he's the boss, was the boss here, and he had that moron as pitching coach, and that was the biggest problem. So there, he will be engaging the players. I believe the players will follow him. But again, I think he has to learn, and I really think he's smart enough to understand, to look back and say, all right, here's where I did things well, and here's where I didn't, and to pick up and be better at what he's doing. But the one thing he's got to stop doing, because the players don't want to hear about analytics. For instance, Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper is used to hitting third. When you try to hit him lead off and you try to hit him two, I don't think Bryce Harper just went out there and played. So didn't bother him publicly, but I just don't think players like switching around when they're for years been in a lineup in a certain position. And because analytics tells you, well, he should hit in this part, the spot in the batting order, and players aren't used to it, they will not accept that. And Gabe's got to be flexible off analytics. And I don't know that he was as flexible as he needed to be. I think analytics is a joke, by the way. I think it's a disgrace for baseball. It's killing the game. It's making the game too long. It's about home runs. It's about not caring about strikeouts, and it's about walks. And somewhere along the way, you have to have a feel for the game. And again, I think he's smart enough to learn there's times that you can use it, and it's a good guide, and there's times that I can't manage a game based on a computer printout. If that was the case, just have a computer in the dugout and don't have a manager. But I think he will learn from the things that didn't work in his 2 years of managing, and we'll see if the players buy into it. But as far as leader of men, I think at the beginning they will be really positive towards Gabe Kapler, and then it's what he does after that.
He's the king of Philadelphia sports media, Sports Radio 94 WIP, Fox 29 TV, Howard Eskin with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Howard, we know you're a busy guy. Thank you so much for your time this morning. It's greatly appreciated.
Now, you can always have Chris Young, although he signed with another team, thank God, as a pitching coach.
I wish you were more definitive about your feelings toward the former pitching coach, Howard. You may want to work on that.
Let me throw in dope, too. He was a dope.
Dope works out here, Howard. It's California.
Okay.
We appreciate it, Howard. Take care.
You got it. Bye-bye.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.